CD 2. Track 27.
Hi, Alice. What are you eating?
The vegetarian option. Tim, you...
What?
Well, you're always going on about climate change and global warming, but you don't do much about it, do you?
That's not fair. I always use my bike to get around. I don't own a car.
Great, but the pollution from cars is only one of the gases that's destroying the environment. Some things are much worse.
Like what?
Well, eating meat for a start.
There you go again.
No, listen. The animals you eat, cows and sheep and pigs, are responsible for more damaging greenhouse gases than all the cars in the world.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's true. 70% of the deforestation of the Amazon is to produce animals for the food industry. And meat production doesn't just destroy rainforests. It also pollutes air and water, causes acid rain, and countless...
Right, but...
Most people are like you. They're happy to sort out their rubbish, to recycle paper or glass, or use energy-saving light bulbs and solar panels, but they won't stop eating meat.
But if everyone became vegetarians, there wouldn't be enough food. We'd have to cut down all the forests in the world to get land for all the aubergines and broccoli.
No way! 90% of agricultural land is used for growing crops to feed animals, just so you can eat hamburgers. If we were all vegetarians, we'd use a lot less land and we'd save a lot of water too.
So, you're saying that if we stop eating hamburgers, we can save the planet?
Yes. Either you carry on eating meat and watch the deserts grow, the ice caps melt, the sea levels rise and the acid rain fall, or you can change your diet. And your health will be better too.
Yeah, but you don't get enough proteins and vitamins from vegetables.
That's rubbish! You don't know what you're talking about.